Today, I'm joined by Lewis and Shane from the Underground Series Records. They're joining me today to talk about an incredible project in aid of Blood Cancer UK. Hi, guys. How are you both?
How are you, George? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you. It's great to have you here. Let's start by talking about the label itself, first off. You guys have known each other ages, haven't you? How did you decide to sort of launch a record label, and what does it entail?
So the label actually started during the lockdown. It was kind of just like a project between us two, as we're both DJs, and we just kind of wanted to put our own mixes out under a label. We wasn't quite expecting it to blow up as much as it did. We had a lot of interest from other DJs and all of that. So yeah, it started in July, and by the end of the year, we already had three seasons of mixes with at least 30 DJs involved.
That's so cool to hear, like, you know, how it snowballs like that. We've talked to various sort of artists and writers and producers before, but it's so interesting to hear you guys, A, as DJs, but B, also as sort of owners of a record label. Can you sort of explain to anyone listening the various aspects that that incorporates? What does your job look like on a day-to-day basis?
Quite a lot of emails.
There's so many different parts of it. So basically, we have a mix series, which is, it runs every single Wednesday. A new DJ will release a mix under our label. Mostly try to work with upcoming DJs. It was more of an opportunity to get everybody involved and give people a chance. But we also have established DJs as well, some really big DJs involved in it. So that's just the mix series alone. We also have the label part of it, where we sign music from different producers. We've recently signed one from a guy in Birmingham called Matt R, who actually got a number 8 on the Beatport charts in the whole world.
Wow.
So yeah, so it's really, there's so many different aspects to what we do. And then also now we're expanding a bit to running our own event, which will include all of the DJs from our mix series and all of the producers.
It's all about just giving people a chance, really. Obviously, Shane's a bit more established DJ than myself. I've only been DJing since the turn of the year, to be honest. Doing obviously the label side of things and everything else, I thought, I've got to start DJing. How long it's going to take me, I don't know. Obviously, I've got Shane here to help me anyway.
Trying to come into this industry, I always struggled getting the help or getting onto these platforms. So the whole idea was I wanted to keep it open to everybody. So if it was a brand new person who's just started it up and they recorded a mix, as long as the mix wasn't bad and it was a good mix, I would put them onto the platform and release their mix. But what we do is, so every season we have 10 different mixes, which is 10 different DJs. And what we've done is, even the bigger artists, the established DJs, we put them in the middle of the series with upcoming ones. So it gives the upcoming DJs a bit of a boost to say, oh, look, I've been on this platform with this person. DJ, yeah. And it's very equal. It's all equal. Everybody gets the same opportunity. And that was what it was more about, just giving people the opportunity to do what they've always wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important. And also, you mentioned it's really exploded sort of in the last year. Have you found that that's been a real sort of comfort to people in lockdown? You know, when DJs particularly have been hit so hard, you know, you can't go into clubs and do live sets and things at the moment.
This was 100%. The thing, I think the hospitality industry got hit so hard. We was trying to
just bring everyone together,
yeah,
really.
Bring everyone together, you know what I mean? Keep people entertained. And, you know, there was people that were sitting at home in the middle of the lockdown, and they might have had a little drink with their family on the weekend, and they had our mixes to play.
And that happened quite a lot, to be fair. Like, we didn't actually realise like how it actually did. But I literally had all my mates ringing up going, oh yeah, I've got Mr. Whiskin's mix on, or I've got Lou Fuzzy's mix on, like, and it's just like, wow, like, obviously doing that yourself and to actually have like other people listening to you and taking notice of what you're doing is actually such a, like, obviously it's heartening to us because it obviously shows that we're making a difference, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And also making a difference to the DJs themselves and the people that, you know, haven't had an outlet to have something where they can sort of release their music and stuff. You mentioned also that you've got people sort of from all over the country, quite a lot based in the South. Now, we love supporting artists and bands here at Phoenix and on Drive. Some from the surrounding area, some from far beyond. We've had artists from LA and all sorts of things. Is there anyone that you're really excited about at the moment that you think we should keep our eyes out for?
I don't know, you know. This, I don't know, that is actually really hard.
See, I don't want to say too much because we have got a lot of...
We've got good ones coming up as well.
There's a lot of good...
Right, is it all not allowed to be mentioned yet?
Yeah.
But I think if I was going to say one person, he's kind of already established anyway. We've got a mate called Sanchez, that, and he's already got a massive brand.
Mass Vida. I don't know if you've heard of We Are Festival.
Yep.
They had a stage at We Are Festival, and they also the official after party for
the festival.
We Are Festival. So we've actually had him already on the series, and also his girlfriend was on there.
Oh, awesome.
His girlfriend's a brand new DJ.
Yeah.
So we sort of give her one of the first opportunities to do a mix series. And
now she's playing for Los Parecidos.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's a lot of upcoming people that have sort of... done a mix for us and they've got a lot of recognition from it and bookings that they are good to look out for. And there's also established DJs that we have that, but I don't want to say one person.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Anything, look out for us too.
Yeah, look out for us too.
How do you find DJs to work with? Do you find they come to you a lot, whether that's the established ones or the people just starting out? How do you make those connections?
When I first done it, I'd done the first ever mix. And then it was approaching my friends that was in the industry and saying, look, do you want to do a mix? And then all of a sudden it started creeping up where other people were messaging random people.
Other people coming to us, obviously, they're seeing what we're doing for people who are up and coming. So
it just starts to snowball.
Yeah, it's good for us because obviously I feel good about myself then. Like, do you know what I mean? We feel good about ourselves because we're making a difference. And that's what this whole thing is about.
Speaking of worthwhile projects, you guys have a very exciting one coming up in the summer involving Blood Cancer UK and raising money for them. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit, so make sure to stay tuned. But right now, this is Deja Vu with Olivia Rodrigo.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
You're listening to Georgia on Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice. And I have with me here Lewis and Shane from the Underground Series record label. They're here to tell us all about a very exciting project in aid of Blood Cancer UK. Now, Lewis, can you tell us a little bit more about the event happening this summer and how it came about?
Yes. So Shane here, obviously, in 2013, he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Obviously, I will let him talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But regarding the event, yes, it's on the 19th of September.
We kind of wanted to do something different from music and we wanted to do an event that anyone could be involved in because obviously if we'd done an event that was a house music rave, it's only going to attract one crowd.
Yeah.
Mm. And we kind of wanted to do something that was open to families, to friends, to children, but also keep it mainly about the industry. So we decided to do a charity football tournament, which will be 10 football teams. All of the teams will actually be event brands. They will all be labels. They'll all be events that are in the house music industry. So every single person on that pitch will either be a DJ, a tour manager.
Producer.
We've told each team that they have to have a girl on their team. We didn't want the girls to be pushed out because it's football. We wanted the girls to be involved. So, yeah, so the 19th of September, we are doing a charity football match at Avely Football Club. And it will literally be a tournament all day.
Yeah. It's just about bringing everyone together for a good cause, you know what I mean? And obviously, like we've said, like it's quite sentimental to Shane, obviously me being his friend as well, like, do you know what I mean? And yeah, it's all about bringing your families down, no matter if you're from the local community, like that's what we want. We want to bring together all the local communities to come together for this day.
Absolutely, because it's all in aid of Blood Cancer UK, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And Blood Cancer UK, obviously, we've been liaising with them. So they are making it an official Blood Cancer UK event. They will be coming down on the day. They've been so supportive and helpful and they're really excited and happy that we're doing something like this. And
obviously you have football charity events, but they said like nothing's ever really been done for like cancer in this kind of like...
With music labels coming together for it, yeah.
Yeah, like it's no one's ever done that.
It is on a very big scale as well because it's not just people and football teams. It is actually established events. We've got some events like Mass Vida, who obviously done We Are Festival. About. We've got Audio Rehab. We've got Outback London. We have Shubs London. We have EXT Radio, which is a brand new community project radio in Hackney. All of these people that are involved are established people. So pretty much everybody running around that pitch will be, I'd say, mini celebrities in their field. If you're into the house industry, you would know who these people are. It is a very segregated industry because you sort of have to be into that kind of music to like us. And it was more for us to say, look, we've just been hit very hard by a pandemic. We kind of feel that we've been forgotten about as an industry or not looked at as important. And by doing something like this and bringing the community involved, we wanted to kind of show that whether you like this music or not, we just kind of want to just bring everybody together and give back to the people who saved me. And that's how I look at it. I've always wanted to do something to help Blood Cancer UK. Obviously, that charity itself, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. So I've always wanted to give back to them. This year, I'm 7 years in remission.
Congratulations.
Thank you. 7 years in remission. And obviously, I've always had the intentions of doing something, but it was always, what can I do? Mm. How can I do it? And now we have the label and we've become a bit more established. It's now the perfect time to do it because we can raise quite a good amount of money to Blood Cancer and hopefully make a difference and give another person a fighting chance like I did.
Absolutely. It's such an amazing cause to be all coming together for, and as you say, to help the industry in itself. And it doesn't matter whether you like that type of music or not. It just sounds like such a great cause. Where can people find out more information and where can they get tickets and when?
Anybody that has Instagram, because we're mainly based on Instagram. The Underground Series _London is our Instagram page. So anything on there, we will update all along the way. We've just sorted out the tickets. So the tickets now are going to go on sale on the 30th of June. It's £5 for a ticket, or it will be £20 for a family of six. We also have Kids for a Quid. So if you're in between the ages of 6 to 16, you can get a ticket for £1. 5 or under, they go free. We've got a lot of activities for children as well. We've got raffle, we've got loads of stuff. We just wanted to cater for everybody and not make it about just the football. We wanted to do as much as possible that could help raise the money and just everyone have a good time, really.
Definitely looking forward to the end of June when not only are things starting to open up, but also you can start getting your tickets for this event. It's going to be great.
And by June, we'll have a lot more things to release regarding it. We've sort of just kind of announced what's going on.
Yeah.
We still haven't announced who's involved in it. Obviously, we've told you. but we're sort of just taking it step by step, the whole point of it, that we just wanted to show everybody that, look, this is what we can achieve if we all work together. And I just think it's such a good thing to be able to give back to that charity. I mean, that charity is such a brilliant charity. There's other cancer charities that obviously helped me out, like Macmillan and Cancer Research. But as I had blood cancer, it seemed the best to give back to these guys. And hopefully it just gives other people a fighting chance. And the thing is, it's going to be fun. It is a fun day. It's a serious day, but we want to have fun around it and just hopefully do the best we can. And anybody that has family that has cancer or anything, bring them down, come down, enjoy the day, get out. Because I know what it's like. You can't really go out much when you've got cancer and there's not a lot going on. But we want to cater to these people as well and just come down and meet us. There'll be some celebrities down there as well. And that's it. Just come down, have a good day. And all proceeds of that event will go towards blood cancer.
Awesome. Yeah. And are you looking for any more help with the day itself? Are you looking for anybody else to contribute in any way?
I mean, if anybody wants to contribute and they feel like they could contribute to this event, we're more than happy to work alongside people.
Get in touch with us. You know, we ain't one of those to go, oh no, we don't want you involved. Like, we're open to everyone who wants to get involved.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for joining me today. It's been so great to talk to you and hear about the amazing work you are doing, and we will look out for when the tickets launch.
Yes, thank you for having us on.
Thank you very much.